The Seattle City budget for the next 2 years is coming together, and it looks like a downtown facility for homeless people will get enough money to keep its doors open from early morning to late at night. KUOW's Joshua McNichols has more.
It's called the Urban Rest Stop, and it's a place where people without a home can take showers, do their laundry, and use the restroom. Anthony Foreman sits, watching his clothes go around and around in the dryer.
This here is like a little place of heaven. But it's a place I can come and just wash my clothes, man. At least look half-ass decent.
The people in here don't look homeless. A man named David looks like he could work in a bank.
Appearing homeless out there is dangerous.
David doesn't want to give his last name. He says being homeless makes him a target.
Not only you got other homeless people trying to rob you, but you got, you know, yuppie types who they like to pretend they don't see you and just slam into you and stuff like that, you know. So if you can stay clean, then they don't spot you quite so easy, you know what I mean?
The Urban Rest Stop is just a piece of Seattle's plan to reduce homelessness. The core of that strategy involves providing permanent housing with counseling to chronically homeless people and rapidly connecting newly homeless families with services. These strategies have influenced homeless advocates across the country, people like Lloyd Pendleton. He directs Utah's Homeless Task Force. His agency applied the techniques he learned from Seattle on a statewide level, and the results have been dramatic. Over the last decade, Utah has moved 3/4 of its chronic homeless population into permanent housing. But Pendleton says homelessness cannot be eliminated by cities or counties alone. He says the state must lead.
I think what's unique in Utah, it was a statewide approach. So we have been pretty much on the same sheet of music and the symphony. We're all playing our different instruments, but we pretty well had a conductor bringing this about.
Pendleton says Washington needs a conductor like that too, a leader to pull all the pieces together. Otherwise, the Urban Rest Stop is just a Band-Aid on a wound that runs much deeper through our region. Another Urban Rest Stop is scheduled to open in Ballard early next year. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.